for the Drug Truth Network. It's the 420 Drug War News, and this is U.S. Representative Barney Frank.
For many of my congressional colleagues, the appropriate statement they ought to be making is, we're not doctors, we just play them on C-SPAN. You will hear when this is discussed learned opinion from members of Congress who will tell you that there is never any medical justification for marijuana. Nobody who makes those statements is in a position to make them that definitively. There is not, I think, a wisdom in Congress sufficient to override what individual doctors do. We have had the testimony of many individual doctors and patients that for pain alleviation and for other reasons, it works well. So this is simply a case, I think, of an ideology, a kind of obsession with a problem that people see over and above the reality that leads them into a very inconsistent position. So I would call on everybody who believes in states' rights, who believes that the states ought to be able to carry out their policies, who believe that referenda ought to be respected, to join us in a very simple, straightforward bill, namely allowing the people of a state, in most cases by referendum, to set, in this instance, as in virtually every other instance, what is appropriate medical practice.
Yes, Barney Frank can soothe the nerves a bit with his speech, but the fact is, per last Wednesday's Washington Post, the paper of record, marijuana becomes focus of drug war. Less emphasis on heroin and cocaine. The focus of the drug war in the United States has shifted significantly over the past decade from hard drugs to marijuana, which now accounts for nearly half of all drug arrests nationwide. This according to an analysis of federal crime statistics released last Tuesday. The study of FBI data by a Washington-based think tank, the Sentencing Project, found that the proportion of heroin and cocaine cases plummeted from 55% of all drug arrests in 1992 to less than 30% 10 years later. During the same period, marijuana arrests rose from 28% of the total to 45%. Coming in the wake of the focus on crack cocaine in the late 1980s, the increasing emphasis on marijuana enforcement was accompanied by a dramatic rise in overall drug arrests from fewer than 1.1 million in 1990 to more than 1.5 million a decade later. 80% of that increase came from marijuana arrests. In reality, the war on drugs as pursued in the 1990s was to a large degree a war on marijuana. Marijuana is the most widely used illegal substance, but that doesn't explain this level of growth over time. The question is this really where we want to be spending all our money? In addition, the study showed that although African Americans make up 14% of marijuana users generally, they account for nearly a third of all marijuana arrests. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.